got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric wavy when I turn it on.
And if you want it inside your soul, just open up your heart, let music take control. I got that.
Why? From Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric the Great, the lovely Kathleen. Happy New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Eve. Joseph is wearing a hat with an ugly sweater contest, I believe.
An ugly sweater contest?
Oh, but it looks
good.
I've got
the whole contest right here, baby.
Yeah, he's got the grande. Do you get the venti or the grande?
Just the magic.
He's not answering that question. Okay.
Dave.
And it's Happy New Year's
Eve. Dance. You can dance into New Year's Eve.
I don't really dance, but I should learn, right? You're dancing.
I am.
You should be one of those dance people in Las Vegas.
And why do we dance?
Oh, Chip. Oh, yeah, Chippendales. Would he be good at Chippendales, Eric? Or what?
I don't know.
I mean, look at him.
Actually, I don't really want to picture that.
Yeah, we don't want to picture that. We need to sleep tonight. Okay.
Why do you don't need to sleep tonight? It's New Year's Eve, babe.
Oh, I forgot.
You don't sleep tonight.
Yeah, you don't sleep. What are you doing tonight?
And you know what? Tonight is the night that anything happens.
Really?
Yes.
You mean there's possibilities?
There's possibilities. It's New Year's Eve.
Eric, there's possibilities. What are the odds? I go 100 to 1, 100 to 1, going once, going twice, 100 to 2. Eric, which odds you going to put down on Joseph tonight?
It depends on what I'm putting odds on.
You said anything can happen. That means one thing. What's the odds?
No, it's, as that movie said,
what?
New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Of course, we lost the great director this year of New Year's Eve.
We did? Who?
I can't remember his name because I'm out of breath.
Oh, no. You're out of breath? After dancing, sitting down?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The guy that did New Year's Eve and Mother's Day. And.
Oh, he was good, right?
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But New Year's Eve, anything can happen. Tonight is the night that anything
is that
can
like
happen.
Magic?
Well, yeah, magic happens too.
Magic
at midnight. You know what? You kiss people at midnight.
You do?
You stand next to them.
Where do you kiss people?
Yeah, you know what, Dave? Whoever you're with at midnight,
yeah,
that's who you're with at the end for the rest of the year.
Are you
Gary Marshall?
Yes, thank you, Gary Marshall.
The rest of the year, 2017.
2017, for the entire 2017, you will be with whoever you are standing next to and or kissing at midnight.
That, wow.
Unless
I
you're,
never heard of that.
Unless you're standing
unless
next
you're
to,
in Times Square and you're standing next to and kissing a complete stranger.
You can do that?
In which case you'll be arrested.
Well, you're not allowed to do that anymore,
no.
Right?
No.
You what's don't her, kiss strangers.
What's her
really? Is there a law about that?
Cold sores.
Yeah, cold sores. I would imagine.
There's a law about
that. Unless they're game to go.
Wow.
Oh, Jenny McCarthy. Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy
kisses
strangers, and she
does,
and even though she's, she's
married.
Not with that person forever.
Oh, that's true. Someone else said that, that their sister, that's not true. So because something happened with her sister, so they're with a person at midnight, and then didn't happen. So.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's not,
no.
We just debunked the entire magic of New Year's Eve.
No. There's still magic there. What you need to add to the statement
is me,
is
if you're a female.
If it's meant to be.
Oh, so they broke up the same day.
Ooh.
Wow.
The same day after
they kissed at midnight. And they
broke up by noon.
They broke up by noon, yeah.
Afternoon,
yeah.
Or
good afternoon,
Dave. Afternoon delight.
Breakthrough Entertainment's New Year's Eve special right here on KPHX 1480 AM. Dave, how was your Christmas? Did you have a good
Fantastic.
Christmas?
After last week's show, I loved it. Carla Hall was amazing.
Yeah.
And the thing you cooked, I forgot what it's called, was...
Tweels.
Almond tweels.
I've been dreaming about tweels all week.
Oh. Which is very interesting because he's the type of person, I thought he was going to love the mousse and leave the tweel because he's always into eating icing off of things. But he loved both of them, but the tweels.
Yeah.
I just
really
found
tweeled me.
I found a nut here. Under the chair that was from left over from last week.
No, that's
they're good for, they stay good.
That's their former co-host.
That's really good.
But what? Under the chair, he said.
Okay. Okay. Well, well, Dave, what did you get for, by the way, check out breakradioshow.com and check out our archives where you can listen to Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas Eve special featuring Carla Hall. So fun, so much fun. She is one of my favorite guests of all time.
She is really cool.
Her and Judy Evans, which I tried to get on the show, but she wasn't able to join us because she's busy with, she's doing a lot with her other job.
That's right.
And then also as well as her job on Days of Our
Lives. She has a kid, I think.
She's got this huge storyline, breast cancer storyline on Days of Our Lives right now. So
does she have a kid? No, she's...
I believe she does.
I thought she did. But anyway...
She's got a husband.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Usually that, yeah.
Yeah, he joined us one day. But anyway...
really? Fun.
Where were we?
Well, Dave, I'm curious...
What did I get?
What did you get for Christmas?
I got a computer.
Nice.
What else did I get? I got all these amazing tickets to review shows.
Yeah.
Because we review shows.
Yes.
And I was, and tonight.
You're right.
I'm going to midnight where I want to be with someone for the rest of the year.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to debunk the debunction.
I'm going to the deuce.
I'm going to the deuce.
You are?
That makes Le Deuce. So where is the deuce? Because I didn't know where it is, and I didn't want to drive around.
Well, we'll tell you. I'm actually hosting a meetup event there.
Meetup event?
Yeah. For meetup.com.
Meetup.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. you can sponsor events. And
you start a group.
The meetup group comes.
How many people are coming tonight?
I don't know. They're still RSVPing.
Really?
They can still RSVP. It's the last
last
minute. What is Le Deuce? A restaurant?
The Deuce is a kind of a club
a
slash
bar
restaurant.
Club, yeah.
Le Deuce sounds
not
like a slang
Deuce,
term.
The Deuce.
Sounds
the
like a slang term.
The
Deuce. D-E-U-C-E. The Deuce.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the Deuce.
Trisha, what did you get for Christmas?
Like the number two. I got a beautiful original poem written just for me. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love people who write poems.
And I won't know exactly what it is, but my one son is surprising me because I told my kids I have everything I want. I really just want to spend time with you as my Christmas gift.
Me?
With Joseph?
No, with my children.
See, he thought too.
That's
my
what
children.
He wanted, though.
And so,
that would have been
and
a match
so
my made in
son,
heaven.
My son Christopher is taking me out to do something, the two of us together, that's going to be about 4 hours.
Aww.
And I'm so excited. I don't know. He's going
to
surprise me.
Go?
Nope, it's my present. He gave you your present.
What was it?
Remember those light up shoes?
Oh.
The Nikes that light up on the bottom?
I'm like Gene Kelly. I dance.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a really...
You should get like Justin Timberlake with that song.
No, it was like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
how
from
many
La
stars,
La
yeah,
La
we're working
you know
right.
how many stars I gave it,
we
right?
We might be mentioned... We might mention... You know what? Listen, calm down. Okay. Eric, Kathleen, what did you two get for Christmas?
Last week.
A bag of coal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so then you're... Then that's
Kathleen
what
got that, or is that what you got, Kathleen?
No, that's what Hillary got.
That's what Santa brought me. I was a bad boy.
No.
Oh, he was a bad
Hillary.
Boy. Oh, yeah, I bet you were.
No, Eric, Hillary got a bag of coal.
Bad boy.
Because she was going to close down the mining towns.
Right. She got the popular vote for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well,
President-elect Hillary won the Electoral College because they went to vote on last week on the 19th some people changed their votes.
I feel the pressure going up, and you know what happens to coal when it gets under pressure.
Uh-oh.
A diamond.
Ooh. Yeah, baby.
I already got her some diamonds.
That's right, my kind of coal.
I'm kidding breaking news.
Is that the coal that you got for Christmas? All right, Kathleen.
Oh, you did?
Well,
oh,
yes. Well done, Eric. Well
Excellent.
Done.
Wow. Eric's been a bad boy.
But let me clarify that.
Naughty,
no,
naughty
it's,
boy.
It's,
oh, very naughty.
There
He's
was no
punished.
Breaking news. Hillary is not Hillary elect.
And
but it was controversial.
And I got a little spoon and a little chipmunk in my Christmas stockings.
Wow, a chipmunk,
a live little live chipmunk, and I got a little spoon, little tiny spoon,
little tiny spoon,
little tiny spoon,
that kind of
spoon? No, not that kind of spoon.
Jeez.
No,
that's the only little tiny spoon I've
How
ever
does she know all these things?
Are that? You wearing it on a chain around your neck?
I know. Yeah. I'm like, where did this little spoon come from?
This was in my Christmas stocking. I don't know where.
What
came
is it
from?
For?
Well,
I don't know.
You just did it. You did a.
Well, he said it wasn't that. Kind. He said it wasn't that.
He doesn't know
kind
what that
spoon.
Is. Yeah, it's not a.
I don't know.
It's not a.
Is it a Demitasse spoon?
I just know I can't use both the little spoon and the little chipmunk together.
Oh, it's a gurgle.
A gurgle.
I mean a gurgle.
A
what is it called?
Gerbil.
A gerbil. That's what it is.
Just don't gurgle.
All right.
Don't gurgle with your gerbil.
What are
Who
you doing?
Who wins the poll?
Okay, Happy New Year, everybody.
The gerbil wins the poll.
How do you know about those things?
Dave started drinking already.
Yes.
I think it's like, the eggnog hangover from Christmas Eve.
There's champagne in the fridge here. What was that? Champagne?
That's for
it's sparkling.
That's for New Year's Eve.
Oh, or grape.
Sparkling grape. Okay. Okay.
Oh, all darn right. It.
That was for the Women's Eye 100th show celebration.
Oh, is that good? That's good, right?
On a lot of shows.
How much time did we do in this segment so far? I want to make sure we're on time.
You're at 10:42.
All right. Well, let's start doing my top 10 list of the year, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Top 10 movies of the year, in my opinion. Now, I'm going to leave one spot blank, okay? I'm only going to give you 9 movies because there's a few movies that we have not yet talked about on the show. We've not reviewed a few of them. I've not seen a couple of them. And I know next week we're going to be doing quite a few, right, Tricia?
Of course.
You're gonna try to see Lion, and you're gonna try to see
definitely.
And you're gonna try to see Fences, and you know, so there's lots of other movies to see. Of course,
I want to see Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures coming out too. Yes, Hidden Figures.
Yeah. I'm trying to finish the book before I see the movie.
Okay.
And I want to see A Dog's Purpose.
Yes, A Dog's Purpose. That's one of the movies that is it's opening next year, so it is next year. But there's a few movies that are yet to come to Phoenix, and some that have come to Phoenix already that we haven't reviewed, but they are considered 2016 movies because they've opened in qualifying cities like L.A. and New York.
Right.
So, I have 9 movies that I consider best of the year. And again, maybe at some point we'll say, oh, this is the 10th movie. And it's not necessarily the 10th. It's just somewhere in the 10. But at number 9, The Finest Hours. The Finest Hours. Remember that one with Chris Pine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a lot. So he was the Coast Guard movie, mm-hmm. right? That was a lot of fun. Very thrilling. I remember I cried during it. The female actress.
You know, that's
the
hard
part
for me is remembering if there. Yeah. And I think that's part of how the Oscars kind of get things kind of off a little bit. It depends on when the movie comes out because if it's so long ago, sometimes you forget.
Well, that one's toward
Thank
the beginning
you for
of the
reminding
year.
Reminding me, it was. Yes. That's why I'm saying you reminded me, and I was like, oh yeah, I really like that one.
And the actress, oh my gosh, I still have the hugest crush on her.
Isn't she
so
beautiful?
Yeah, just old fashioned beauty right there. Mm-hmm. I forget her name, but gosh, she's one of my favorite actresses of the year for sure. From The Finest Hours, at number 8, 13 Hours, Secret Soldiers of Benghazi.
I did like that.
That was an excellent
John Krasinski,
one as well.
Remember as well? Mm-hmm. That one opened like the week before or the week after The Finest Hours. And
good
boy,
stuff.
Both of those are such
Did it
such
affect
good
the election, in your opinion?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But, so that one was a lot of fun. I really liked that, the 13 Hours, Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. Number 7, I'm sure that, Eric, if you haven't seen this, you have to see it. Hush.
Holiday Granger, by the way.
Holiday Granger. Thank mm-hmm. you very much. Oh, gosh. Holiday Granger.
Remind me what Hush was.
Hush, the woman in the house, and she can't hear. She's deaf, and there's someone that's trying to rob the place.
I didn't see that one.
I think I may. I don't remember.
It's a really good horror movie, really interesting because it's a lot of the movie is completely silent because you're from her point of view. She can't hear anything, and she also can't talk. She can't call for help or anything like that. And so he's just he's sneaking around the house, and she doesn't even know that he's there. So because she can't hear.
That's like the other one where the guy's blind and the people go to rob him.
Don't breathe. Which
and
I
he
haven't
knows
seen that.
They're there.
Yeah, he knows. But I haven't seen Don't Breathe, and so that's that one I know a bunch of people liked, so that might even be in the top 10 because that one. So that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of movies I haven't seen. Desierto. My favorite foreign language film of the year. Desierto. I got Gael Bernardo. Garcia or whatever. Maybe it's the other way around.
Bernardo.
So much just intense, so suspenseful. He does such a great job. Oh my gosh, the guy from the Walking Dead. What's his name?
Zombie.
Yeah.
Not the zombie, but Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Jeffrey Dean Morgan does so great in Desierto.
We saw that.
Oh yes. Now that I see his face, I remember
that.
That
was a great movie.
Oh, Desierto, so good, so good. Just so intense, and I mean, just a roller coaster ride, and the end will just leave you breathless. And at number five, a movie that we played the song coming into today's show.
Dina Martin.
No.
Oh.
Trolls.
Last week.
Yes.
Trolls.
Yes, Trolls. Of course, the animated, that's my favorite animated movie of the year. Trolls completely took me by surprise. Surprise.
You thought it was going to be just a kid's film.
Oh, gosh. I did just think it was going to be just a kid's film.
No,
you know what?
Mister.
I mean, and there's been some good animated movies. Of course, Zootopia and Moana and Finding Dory. But I think that Trolls was the best by far. Out of all the movies on my best list, this was one of them that I would say I would watch over and over and never get tired.
Where did
really?
Snow did?
Because I really liked Moana as well.
Okay. Yeah, Moana's good as well. And at number four, the most romantic movie of the year, Me Before You. Remember that one, Dave? The guy's in the wheelchair and the girl.
No, I must have missed.
It's based
all
on
these.
A book. We reviewed it. We did a whole show.
I remember.
Around it.
I do remember the whole show.
Me Before You. Of course, that girl is from Game of Thrones. I think.
Is Me Before You called being selfish?
No.
Me Before You?
No. Yes. And so, of course, someone on Periscope is saying, you know, I'm a little unsteady.
Is that
we're
like
going to play that
I
song.
Before E except after
no,
C?
No, Me Before You. Yeah. There's a few different
it's
interpretations of this. Gosh, I cried so much in this movie.
I'm sorry.
I cried so much at the end of the movie.
I didn't see this one.
Oh, Trisha, you have to see Me Before You. It is the most romantic movie of the year. Oh my gosh, it is so wonderful.
To see that, then.
So sad and happy at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And
where's the Revenant come in?
That was last year. That was last year. Oh. Number three. Trisha, I know that you're going to want to chime in on number three here.
I think I know. My number one will be your number three.
Does it start with an L-A-L-A-L-A-N-D?
Yes, it does. L-A-N-D? Yes, it does, ladies La La and gentlemen. La La Land. La La. My. Oh. What? I didn't kick you.
I kicked myself.
You do a lot of things.
La La Land. It's so good, isn't it?
I thought it was phenomenal.
As everyone knows, I gave it a breakthrough.
Yes.
2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Truly a phenomenal written movie, direction, acting phenomenal.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Right? Both of them.
Both of them,
I hope they're both up for Academy Awards.
Great soundtrack.
Awards. Great sound. Tremendous music.
Yes.
But
And original.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Original music.
It's
got
to clean up.
I love it.
I hope it cleans up.
Yes.
I don't know if it will.
We'll see.
But it could.
We'll see at the Oscars. We'll definitely see.
But that
see sure.
was fantastic. I'm, yeah.
I know.
And everyone can hear our reviews to about 2 weeks ago.
Go to breakradioshow.com. It was 2 weeks ago, of course, on our Santarky special. Check out our review.
In fact,
our full
I'd like
review
to see
of
it again.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I could watch.
I could. Well, you know what? You could. Yeah.
I cried so hard at the end.
Oh, wasn't that?
I cried so hard.
Great.
You cried every movie.
Great scene.
I do, actually.
But that was. That was fantastic.
I didn't
how they
cry,
ended it.
But it really pulled at my heart.
What could have been? What could have been, Trisha? What
no,
could have been?
Don't,
yes.
Okay. Don't spoil it
I
for the people.
No,
that doesn't spoil it. No. But it was a great ending. I have newfound respect for Ryan Gosling. He's just not a tough guy.
Yeah.
I saw him first on a movie I also adore, The Notebook. That's the first time I ever saw him.
Yeah, he's great in Notebook. Drive?
He's
Drive?
Tremendous.
Haven't you seen Drive?
Rachel Adams, his ex-girlfriend, right, she was a star, and now I think he's now the
and
star.
And Emma Stone, I reviewed back when she lived
she's
in
She's awesome. Are you kidding me?
The expression on her face.
Yeah.
Priceless.
She's so expressive.
Will they? Okay, we'll have to.
We'll talk more about it. And of course, at number two, Eddie the Eagle, a movie that was so inspiring. Trisha, have you seen Eddie the Eagle yet?
I don't remember that one.
Yes.
Didn't you like it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh! Oh. Yes, about the skier.
But I'm surprised. I am surprised that you put that as number two above some of these other ones.
Oh.
I was inspired by it. You know the line. There's a moment in that movie when I just my entire like life was like, you know what? Yes. When he says, you know what? I love ski jumping almost as much as I love proving people wrong.
Yes.
And you know what? From a standpoint where, you know, I've had some difficult times when
where
I was younger and stuff like that.
People don't always have the expectations
when people don't believe
or
in
the
you
belief
and
in
yeah.
You.
And then you go, you know what? I'm going to prove people wrong. This movie will help you prove people wrong. This is one of the most inspiring movies of the year.
Well, I think what it tells you, and very similar to La La Land 2, is follow your dreams and your passions.
Yes, I agree. Yes. And
and
of course, my best movie of the year, and we're actually...
I've been waiting for this. Here's your drum roll.
drum roll. Okay, all right, and then
the best movie of the year was Eric, Bad Kids.
Eric, get it ready, and I will start playing the song. We'll see if anyone knows. Oh, ready? Yeah. We'll play us into the break. You just can't stand the way that I walk. Drive It Like You Stole It from my favorite movie of the year, best movie of 2016,
according
Sing
to
Street.
Woohoo!
In my
opinion. Okay.
Sing
Excellent.
Street. With you. Oh my gosh, have you seen Sing Street yet?
Didn't you
Trisha, when I reviewed it, you said, I'm going to see this the next week. I told you it was the best movie of the year back then.
I was waiting.
Oh my gosh, the romance between the kid and the girl. Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, I've got to see it. Is it on Netflix yet?
I believe it is.
Okay, then I'm going to watch it.
I heard an angel calling, this is your life. You can go anywhere. You gotta grab the wheel and own it, Dave.
That's
and drive
right.
it like That's you it. Stole
drive
it.
Drive it like you stole it.
Roland, this is your life.
That's on Netflix already?
Yeah, it opened in the spring.
Oh, it did?
Sing Street, the soundtrack, my favorite soundtrack of the year. If you want a recap of all these movies, check out BreakRadioShow.com.
Absolutely.
And we have a great guest coming up after the break, Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. She's going to tell us how to celebrate New Year's Eve around the world.
The world, and this is 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, ooh, Breakthrough ooh, Entertainment.
Ooh.
BreakRadioShow.com. Get all your action there. We'll be right back. We face all kinds.